77 WABC. The world is a brighter place with the Yola Nash Show.
Hey, this is Yola Nash. Welcome to the Yola Nash Show on 77 WABC Radio New York, the number one talk radio station in the country. Thank you so much for tuning in and spending your precious time with the Yola Nash Show and the WABC Radio. And I assure you, you've made the right decision because we're going to have a great, great show today. And big thank you to all of you who are staying in touch. You are so great. But now I would love to share something with you. I just recently participated in a great event with the incredible Dr. Deepak Chopra here in New York City, and it was about the nature of consciousness. And I absolutely recommend events of this nature to all of you. It will definitely stop you in your typical New York City crazy day. And I must say, it wakes you up a little bit. So do it anytime you have a chance, okay? And now let's talk about today's episode. I will feature Dr. Bujinski, and we will talk about his phenomenal discoveries in cancer treatment. And by the way, many of you lately have asked me about him, so you'll have a chance to hear Dr. Bujinski in just a moment. And later in the show, we will discuss stem cells, and I also have something for the heart and soul. So stick around, don't go anywhere, and enjoy the show.
77 WABC, Yola Nash. The celebrities are talking. New York.
I'm so happy to introduce my very special guest. He's been featured frequently in the media in the U.S. and around the world, including Oprah, Dr. Oz, CNN, NBC, PBS, Fox, CBS, and many, many more. He's a brilliant, internationally recognized and awarded medical doctor and scientist, PhD, biochemist, and he's been doing cancer research for over 40 years. And he's joining us right now on the Yola Nash Show, Dr. Stanislav Bujinski. Welcome to the show.
It is my pleasure.
I'm absolutely honored to have you on the show. And Dr. Bujinski, today we are going to talk about something that scares us all like crazy, and we are going to talk about cancer. And you have dedicated your entire career to cancer research and cancer treatment, and for a few decades you've been offering alternative, scientifically based and non-toxic gene-targeted cancer medicines that you discovered. I would love to ask you to take us back to the 1970s, to the beginning of your pioneering work, and tell us a little bit about your great discovery.
Well, it happened coincidentally. I was working at that time in the university in Lublin on my PhD thesis, and I discovered that in the blood of patients who had advanced cancer, there was deficiency of certain chemicals. And these chemicals belong to the group of small proteins or peptides. I began interested in these chemicals. I isolated them and brought them to the United States. And I was very lucky to receive funding from President Nixon's War on Cancer. I received grants. I became a principal investigator at Baylor College of Medicine and MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston. And spent the summer like 7 years further studying these chemicals. Ultimately, by the time when President Nixon promised American people that there would be cure of cancer, this was 1776, we were able to cure the first patients by using medications which I initially discovered in the human body and which I named antineoplastins.
Could you tell us exactly what you discovered? What these mysterious elements in our body do for us?
Well, at the time when I discovered them, we knew very little how do they work. We found that they can kill malignant cells in the cell culture without destroying normal cells, which was very unusual. So they were non-toxic and they could get rid of cancer in laboratory models. So this was very exciting. But at that time, very few people knew what really is causing cancer. But ultimately, when this knowledge became available, we realized that the cancer is caused by combination of abnormal or mutated genes. In average cancer, there are about 60 to 80 abnormal genes which are causing the disease. In some very difficult cancers like brain tumors or pancreatic cancer, there may be 500 or 600 abnormal genes. Well, we began testing antineoplastons, how do they work on genes involving cancer, and I found that they work on 100 very important mutated genes, which are present almost in every cancer. So that's why we had very good results, but of course not in everybody, because not in everybody antineoplastons covered all of the genes which are causing cancer. Mm-hmm. In some of these patients, there were genes outside the 100 spectrum, because these genes were coming from the pool of 23,000 genes of human genome.
Yes.
But ultimately, we did clinical trials. We found that in the tumors, which really were extremely difficult, like highly malignant brain tumors, we can get rid of the tumors and we can cure the patients. Basically, the cure of cancer means if the patient is alive over 5 years from pathology diagnosis and treatment start. In our clinical trials supervised by FDA in malignant brain tumors, out of about 400 patients, we have 86 who survived over 5 years. And then we found that these patients, they can live normal life. They live over 20 years, even 30 years, without having any problem.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, we could cure some of the worst cancers in the history. But not in everybody, mm-hmm. of course, because we did not cover all of the genes in some patients. But the good news is that the other scientists went along this pathway. They introduced additional medications which cover the genes which are not covered by antineoplastons. Currently, there are over 100 medications which are available which cover these additional genes. So when we add some of these medications to our treatment, we can increase our response rate to over 80% if the tumors, which are extremely difficult to treat. So that's a very positive note, and we know that by analyzing the genes in patients and selecting the medications which will treat a quote-unquote sick genes, we can really make a big change in the cancer treatment, and that's what we are doing now.
Mm-hmm. So basically, your innovative approach towards the treatment of cancer is based on genomic signature, right?
Absolutely. Well, you see, since about 1845, the cancer diagnosis was dominated by the pictures which you can see under the microscope. Since then, it is used up to date. But it should be diagnosed based on genomic signature, as you noted, because what you see on the microscope is just part of the story. On the single picture in the microscope, you may have one of thousands of different varieties of cancer because of different genes.
Mm-hmm.
So now, more and more doctors are doing genomic analysis before they start the treatment. That's what we do for every patient. And then we treat not really the name of cancer, but we treat the abnormal genes which are causing cancer. And when you do it, you have a much better chance to have a good result.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Pushinsky, could you explain it to our audience? What's the genesis of cancer? Why these genes mutate? Why they get sick and then we have cancer because we are not protected?
That's the danger of living in our environment.
Mm-hmm.
We are exposed to numerous factors which can cause damage to the genes, and this could be viruses, toxic chemicals, pollution, radiation, stress, you name it. There are thousands of different factors. Ultimately, when they cause damage to the genes, when the genes mutate, they form the network which is giving false information to the cell to continuously multiply.
Mm-hmm.
So finally, the body is swamped with billions of good-for-nothing malignant cells and is killed by them, okay? So this is information processing disease, and it should be dealt with medications which work through information processing. Medications which work like switches. They turn off the genes which are causing cancer and they turn on the genes which are fighting cancer. And when you have a right choice of medication, you will get rid of cancer and it will never come back. So that's the way to treat cancer now. This is a new paradigm. That's what will be the future cancer treatment, say, in the next 10 years from now.
To those who are joining us right now, you're listening to WABC, The Yola Nash Show, and I'm talking to Dr. Bujinski, internationally recognized and awarded medical doctor and scientist that has invented a gentle, non-toxic treatment for cancer. And I'd like to emphasize what makes Dr. Brzezinski so interesting is that no time in history has any individual scientist entered FDA-sanctioned clinical trials for an effective and alternative cancer treatment, which is based on genetic analysis. If there's a potential patient that is interested in your treatments, what that patient can expect?
Well, initially, we would like to evaluate medical records. Our doctors will look through medical records to find out if the patient qualifies for our treatment. We prefer to not see patients who have early forms of cancer because they can be helped by the local doctors. Most of our patients are traveling from distant places, from all over the world, practically. If we see patients who are advanced, then we advise them to come to us for the consultation. Then we may start gene testing first, based on tissue samples and blood samples. If we see the patient who has very rapidly progressing cancer, then we don't have time to wait for the results of gene testing, and we start him or her on our treatment plan, which usually works in majority of patients. And then when we get the results, we update our treatment plan by the new findings. We would like to know during the first month if the patient is responding or not, basically if the tumors are going away. And surprisingly, some of the most difficult to treat cancers, like glioblastoma, we can see that in some patients that active tumor is gone even after 3 to 4 weeks of treatment. Of course, this is not the end of the story. We continue the treatment at least for a few more months to make sure that we eradicated any invisible part of the tumor, some microscopic cells, like, for instance, malignant stem cells. And then the job is done. So that's pretty much what it is.
I would love to also remind our listeners about a fantastic documentary called Brzezinski the Movie, and the movie is about you and your work and your challenges that you faced. It became a massive success around the world, received many awards, and it was produced by internationally award-winning film director-producer Eric Marola. To find out more about the movie, Brzezinski Movie, please go to brzezinskimovie.com, and that's Brzezinski, brzezinskimovie.com. And Brzezinski the Movie can be found on Amazon Prime and also on Netflix. And I have to say to all of our listeners, I absolutely encourage you to check out that incredible film. You'll be inspired, educated, and shocked. Dr. Brzezinski, if someone would like to get in touch with you, where do they go?
Certainly, they should contact us. Our phone number is 713-335-5697, 713-335-5697.
Also, you can go to brzezinskiclinic.com. This website provides lots of great information. brzezinskiclinic.com. Dr. Brzezinski, I'm absolutely honored to have you on today's show. We applaud your great work and your discoveries and your desire to keep fighting forward and bringing all the newest developments in your field. So I'm grateful for our conversation today.
I'm honored to be present at your interview. And I hope that this is an important message, and hopefully it will save some lives.
77 WABC. Stay informed. Yola Nash is New York.
Please remember, you can listen to my show and other shows on your phone. Just download our WABC radio app, and you are ready to go. And we are streaming live on WABCradio.com around the world. And I think it's about time to welcome my next guest.
Yola Nash, the next celebrity interview.
I'm so excited to introduce my great guest, internationally award-winning filmmaker, director, producer, writer, Eric Marola. Welcome to the show, Eric.
Great to be back. Thank you.
And to our listeners, I'd like to mention to those who maybe don't know you yet, you've been making documentaries about innovative and groundbreaking therapies. Your socially conscious films are created to bring to public's attention many relevant issues. And the topic we're going to discuss today is also so relevant, so complex, so fascinating at the same time, and very hot. And I'm referring to stem cells. And you are the producer of the documentary called The God Cells, which is about stem cells. And the movie, I have to emphasize, the movie is gaining so much attention around the world. And my first question is, how did you decide to make a movie about this topic?
Well, since it's my fourth documentary, I've always gravitated towards, you know, as you said, scientific innovations that can help people that are related to medical science. This one was almost sort of the holy grail of them all because it is unlike like my first movie, Brzezinski, where this person invented a very innovative treatment for cancer. You know, he owns the patent on that. Or unlike most other scientific innovations that someone owns, stem cells can't really be owned because they're just biology. They're a part of us. But I kind of wanted to dive into this world to just kind of like decipher fact from fiction. And if done properly, stem cell therapy can be incredibly helpful for people with autoimmune issues, neurological issues. But the progress that has been made is pretty remarkable and life-changing in some situations.
Mm-hmm. The God Cells, what a beautiful title. How did you come up with that fantastic title?
It was tough. I struggled with the title for a while, but since stem cells are just biology, they are kind of doing quote unquote, you know, God's work, if you would.
Right.
It came to me and I said, that's the title. There it is. You know.
Eric, what are the unique properties of stem cells?
Well, stem cell therapy itself has technically been around since the discovery of the bone marrow transplant. So it's not like it's totally brand new, but what stem cells kind of are, or what they are sort of blank slate cells that haven't really become their functionality yet. But overall, they're just sort of the building blocks of our body, capable of regenerating. For example, when you cut your hand on something or hurt yourself, your body naturally releases stem cells to go help repair that. So what stem cell therapy is just harnessing that idea and taking control of that.
Tell us a little bit more, what are the potential uses of stem cells?
Sure. Like, for example, a family has a child with autism, and the child did not really was able to speak complete sentences, just a kind of a classic, you know, autism symptoms. And while after one round of the stem cell therapy, this child started speaking complete sentences within weeks. Another patient with multiple sclerosis, he needed two canes to get around. After multiple stem cell therapies, he's now, you'd never know he has it. Another patient who had a hideous motorcycle accident and was living with just awful pain for over 15 years, managed to get rid of his painkillers and because of doing this particular stem cell therapy.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say up front, I haven't seen every single person have the same positive response. Nobody had a negative response, but there are some obvious things like age is a factor. How long you've been dealing with an ailment is another factor. Because it regenerates your organs. Like if you've had if you're at risk of heart disease or a heart attack, it can really stave off that heart attack. My father has type 2 diabetes. He had no feeling in his toes,
mm-hmm.
like so many people with diabetes. And his toes, a year after therapy, are pink, and he has great feeling in his toes. It's exciting.
Wow, that's fantastic. Eric,
yeah.
There are two leading centers in the world that are conducting research and treatments with stem cells. And I know that you went to one of those centers in Kiev, and also you went very far with this movie production. You decided to try the therapy on yourself. So please tell us a little bit about this.
It was exciting. The thing about stem cell therapy is people, of course, it is not within the reach of everyone because it is expensive, but it is something that you can get even if you're so-called healthy, just as a way of anti-aging and just sort of overall longevity. So honestly, I didn't set out to want to have the therapy necessarily, but the more people that I met, they started telling me how it changed their lives, and I just kind of started getting jealous and just said, I've got to get this. And it just kind of occurred to me, you know, here I am making a movie about this, why don't I get it also and
right.
film the whole darn thing? So I did, and I've actually had it twice now. And people notice. People notice my skin looked better, my hair looked different, my eyes looked like whiter. And I, you know, you look at yourself in the mirror every day, but
mm-hmm.
even when your own mother says, wow, you know, you look younger, you look better.
Yes.
You know, it's pretty exciting stuff.
It's like a tune-up, right, for our body,
yeah,
for our system.
It kind of is like getting a tune-up, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we all would love to have that. I'm getting jealous right now. Eric, please tell me and tell our listeners how can people find out more about you, your movies, and how they can contact you.
My website is my name, ericmerola.com. And it's kind of like centralized you can find out how to see all my movies. I'm, of course, fairly active on Facebook, somewhat on Twitter, on the usual social media platforms. All of my movies can be watched on Amazon Prime Video. If you're a member, it's free. So many people are subscribers now. And, of course, it's on DVD as well. The web address for The God Cells is stemcellsmovie.com.
Yes. So Eric Merola and ericmerola.com. That's Eric's website, ericmerola.com. And please absolutely check out his fantastic movie, stemcellsmovie.com or The God Cells. And you're going to be blown away with all the fantastic information that you're going to discover.
If you go to stemcellsmovie.com, if you sign up for the mailing list, you'll have an automatic reply that gives you a coupon code to watch The God Cells for free.
And to all of our listeners who are maybe tuning in right now, I'm talking to Eric Merola, internationally award-winning film director, producer, writer, brilliant producer that I absolutely admire. Eric, it's been a pleasure to have you on the show today. And thank you so much for talking to me today. I know you are extremely busy, so I feel so lucky to have you on the show today.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure, Yola.
Eric Merola, everybody.
Stay informed. Yola Nash is New York. Internationally award-winning documentarian film director Eric Merola, featured on the Yola Nash Show. Merola is the director of the groundbreaking documentary series Brzezinski, about a brilliant scientist who has discovered a non-toxic and gentle treatment for cancer.
1 year after starting Dr. Brzezinski's treatment, UCLA pronounced me in remission. Dr. Brzezinski saved my life.
Perhaps Dr. Brzezinski has found the medical breakthrough of the century. Certainly a wealth of empirical data hints at that possibility.
Don't miss Eric Merola's latest documentary, The God Cells, a story about a unique stem cell treatment that has the potential to change the face of medicine.
I have not had one pain episode since the end of December. First time in 18 years. I am totally pain-free and medication-free.
I'm so excited. I mean, it's so exciting. For the first time, I see the light in the end of the tunnel.
I'm Eric Merola. I love telling stories about exciting scientific innovations that have the potential to change the course of history.
For more information, go to stemcellsmovie.com or thegodcells.com and sign up to Eric Merola's mailing list to get a coupon code to watch The God Cells for free. Merola's Brzezinski, Second Opinion, and The God Cells are also available on Amazon Prime Video. Don't miss Eric Merola on The Yola Nash Show.
Yes, Yola Nash here, and you're listening to The Yola Nash Show on 77 WABC Radio. And just to remind you, we are streaming live around the world on WABCRadio.com. And this show wouldn't be complete without some great poetry, so I'd like to invite you to listen to my favorite poet, Fela, a.k.a. Mano Dano. And that's M-A-H-N-O-D-A-H-N-O. She's a multi-talented poet, writer, musician, and artist, and a rising star in poetry field, with remarkable following around the world. And here's some great news. I'd love to announce that Fela is going to be featured on the New York City Independent Film Festival. And you'll get a chance to see 3 of her spectacular, one-of-a-kind video poems. For more information, please visit the New York City Independent Film Festival. Their website is so easy to find, and definitely check out the program and come and see Fela's incredible video productions, all written and directed by Fela. The New York City Independent Film Festival starts on May 7th. Also, exciting news! Fela's highly anticipated new poetry book of life and other such matters just came out, and it's available on Amazon.com. And I encourage you to check it out. You're gonna love it. But to experience her beautiful work now, simply go to manodano.com. And now I'd love to leave you with Fela and her amazingly written poetry. Listen.
There is a blissfulness in me that can't be claimed nor tamed by any name, idea, or word, nor can it be reframed as anything other than just its own unfolding. It binds my heart in every fiber down to its deepest holding. In fact, where there was holding, I can feel a breath so light, a kissing, soft caressing. My blood transformed to sprinkled bubbles, very gently blessing its every touch as it is coursing through its holding vessels. Infuses great deliciousness into spaces where mind had given up and settled. That mind of thoughts and things, that mind that pushes names, hijacked my brain's synapses for trotting out refrains. Refrains of history and pain, of worldviews ever-changing, that pushed my life relentlessly to endless dramas, ranging from the divine to densest of delusions' blindness. I found myself so grateful for rays of unadulterated kindness reaching through those most challenging, through the darkest circumstances. How is it that one single moment's destiny changes direction, dances right on your grave on dreamless slumber of forgetting what was important all along? In every instance of regretting, of holding on to transitory objects of some longing or desire, searching distant new locations to reignite your inner fire, light it up to burn with might, uncompromising. And that is where you will find the eternal phoenix rising, rising from the ashes of smoldering remains. Remains you thought were you. Now tell me, didn't you always know this to be true?
So beautiful. And I promise I'll feature Fela again on my next episode. Unfortunately, it's time to wrap up the show, and the only thing I can say now, don't miss my next episode. You can listen live on Saturday, 2 a.m., and Sunday, 4 p.m. And if you missed any of my shows or any of your favorite stars, you can always visit wabcradio.com podcast page and check out the Yola Nash Show. Like me on Facebook, follow me, write me, stay connected. My social media handles are Yola Nash Show or Yola Nash. So until next time, stay well, be happy. I'm Yola Nash.
Intimate conversations with some of the world's biggest stars. Only on the Yola Nash Show on WABC Radio. Tune in every weekend.